Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to take this opportunity to make a statement on behalf of the Global Partnership. At the 2020 meeting of experts on the 31st of August 2021, Ambassador Aidan Liddell made a statement on behalf of the Global Partnership against the spread of weapons and materials of mass destruction. The Global Partnership is G7-led and comprises 30 member countries and the European Union, with a mandate to prevent the acquisition or use of biological and other weapons and materials of mass destruction for hostile purposes. In his statement, Ambassador Liddell noted the Global Partnership's considerable experience of working at the health security interface with human and animal health partners in many countries of the world to prevent, detect, and respond to threats posed by high-consequence pathogens. He noted also that the Global Partnership focuses on programming and coordination to deliver the most effective outcomes. In that context, he highlighted that in 2020, the Global Partnership agreed to develop a signature initiative to mitigate deliberate biological threats in Africa. As the current co-chairs of the Global Partnership's Biosecurity Working Group, the United Kingdom and Canada have been working closely with the Africa Centres for Disease Control and Prevention and other African partners to develop the initiative under four pillars. These four pillars address biosafety and security, national governance structures, surveillance and epidemic intelligence, and non-proliferation. Mr. Chair, today I would like to provide an update to this meeting of states parties on two recent developments. Earlier this month, the UK and Canada co-funded a virtual conference on the subject of engaging public representatives in biosecurity and pandemic preparedness. Participants in the conference included ministers and parliamentarians from Africa and comprised sessions on Africa CDC's initiative on biosafety and biosecurity, regulatory environments and model legislation, advanced warning systems, epidemic intelligence and resilience, innovations in pandemic response, countermeasures and the bioeconomy, and non-proliferation. The high-level session on the first day included opening remarks by the Honourable Matume Joseph Fala, Minister of Health for South Africa, and keynote remarks by Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus Adhanom, Director General of the WHO, and Dr. Monique Eloi, Director General of the World Organization for Animal Health. They highlighted the importance of strengthening biosecurity in Africa, the need to work together in partnership, and the clear potential impact of the high-consequence pathogens of most concern to the Global Partnership on national security in Africa and elsewhere. The outcomes of the conference included a statement of principles for strengthening biological security in Africa, which aims to guide signature initiative efforts to build impactful and sustainable biosecurity, biosafety, and biological risk management capabilities in and for Africa. These six principles, which are available on the website of the Global Partnership, include a commitment to promote and strengthen multi-sectoral cooperation in biosecurity and biosafety on a national, regional, and international basis, including through and in partnership with the Biological and Toxins Weapons Convention. Mr. Chair, another important outcome of the conference was the conclusion of an informal dialogue partnership between the Global Partnership and Africa CDC. This new informal dialogue partnership will bring a much-needed African perspective on deliberate biological threats and broader health security challenges to the Global Partnership table. It will help strengthen health security and mitigate biological threats in Africa. The four working groups addressing the four pillars of the initiative are making progress in identifying potential projects and activities that the Global Partnership could support. I would like to focus on the working group addressing non-proliferation. This working group has given priority to identifying the needs of African states in relation to the BTWC and options for addressing them. Four specific areas of need have been identified. Universalization of the convention in Africa, where 8 out of the 14 states that have not yet adhered to the BTWC are from the African continent. Enacting comprehensive legislation to implement the BTWC. Many African states do not have such legislation in place. The preparation and submission of confidence-building measures. 25 out of 46 African states' parties have never submitted a CBM. The establishment of a BTWC national contact point. 19 African states' parties have not yet nominated an NCP. Based on needs and requests for assistance expressed by African countries in the context of other projects and the Article 10 database, the BTWC ISU has developed a draft proposal for an outline package of activities that Global Partnership could fund in order to address these needs. This package envisages a comprehensive 4-year program of work to implement it. These activities are consistent with and complementary to the legal framework developed by the Africa CDC. The next step will be for the ISU to further refine the proposed activities in close consultation with relevant stakeholders, so that Global Partnership members in a position to do so can decide how best they are able to support the proposed activities. We believe that this project can effectively help African states parties in strengthening implementation of the convention on the continent. The Global Partnership looks forward to continuing to work closely with the ISU and African partners to develop and implement the project. In the context of the signature initiative, I also welcome that the European Union is working on a new decision providing substantial support to universalization of the BWC in Africa and to improving biosafety and biosecurity in Africa. In January, the United Kingdom and Canada will co-fund a conference at Wilton Park in the United Kingdom. This conference will focus on developing specific plans for implementing activities and projects in support of the Africa Biosecurity Signature Initiative. The Global Partnership looks forward to the continuation of the initiative under the German presidency in 2022. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, United Kingdom. Mexico, you have the floor.